All right, you bring your potatoes, your turnips, harsh potatoes, sweet potatoes, whatever it might be. Well, you be particular in gathering them. You don't throw them and bruise. You want to handle them carefully. Don't bruise them. Pick them up, you bring them, you pile them in that pile. When you come up, it'd be a cone shape. All right, you go and get you some straw. You got your straw there already, and you just wrap straw all around that. You find an old dead tree off yonder somewhere, a big old dead tree. It's got the bark slipping on it. The worm got the bark loose on it. Go there and get that bark. And as big a piece as you can hold it, take and place it around it. Kind of like putting your shingles on your house. With bark. And then you'd put more straw on that, and you'd bring it on up. You'd leave that top of it open. And maybe have a little draft hole down in here where it could get circulated. Otherwise, it would go through a heat. I used to store potatoes out of it.
Make a potato hill?
Or say a mound. Get a mound. Put maybe 10 or 15 bushels.
Any place where you would store turnips or things like that?
Could do them the same way.
Okay.
Most of the time, turnips, you'd can them up. She's got some now. We had turnips day before. We had root turnip roots. Been canned up for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Things used to come packaged quite differently, did they not?
Yes.
Like, if you wanted flour, a large quantity of flour,
you'd buy it by the barrel.
What about syrup or molasses?
It'd come in a keg.
And a barrel had what would run around it? Didn't have those metal?
Yeah, you got bands around it. Have a band around it. It's you think, well, but staves put together, and they put this band on the top, on the bottom, and have a head in it. Fixed in there, leak-proof, and it'd have what they'd call a bung. Go in there, seal into that pipe, or that barrel. Well, it would have a kind of a faucet out here. You turn it, kind of like going to a water faucet. It'd run out. That syrup would get pretty stout if you kept it a few years. Pretty stout. Used to, if it was real good syrup to start with, cooked like it should have been, in the bottom of the barrel it would be sugar, rock, what they call rock sugar. Hard as a rock, just clear. If you didn't have the barrels to put it in, somebody could go around over the neighborhood and pick up jugs or bottles or anything to put it in. Back we used to do that today around here. I think there's a quart of syrup in yonder night. A grandson gave me last year in a quart bottle. He was hunting something to put his syrup in. Fella down below old Trinidad's about 7 miles below here. Make syrup every year. You'll see several patches of sugar cane around.